Wonder Woman brought in $100 million at the box office last weekend. Two more films about women open this weekend. Selma Hayek stars in Beatrice at Dinner, and Kate Mara plays the leading role in Megan Levy. Critic Bob Mondello says both Beatrice and Megan are, in their own ways, also warriors.
Beatrice is a masseuse, stranded one evening at the beachfront home of wealthy clients.
You can just stay for dinner. It's just a work thing is the only thing.
Kathy regards Beatrice as a friend after she helped their daughter recover from cancer.
No. It should be fine.
I can't even wait in the car if you want.
Don't be silly.
The dinner guests include a real estate tycoon everyone seems to be courting. Brash, a big game hunter, he is from the moment he arrives, oil to Beatrice's water.
Can I get another bourbon, hun?
Oh, no, Doug. This is Beatrice. She's staying for dinner.
Oh. You were hovering. I just figured you were part of the staff.
Well, I know you.
Doug's famous. He's been on the news.
I don't know why. I think I know you.
Ever dance in Vegas?
And things deteriorate from there. Played by John Lithgow, the big shot almost can't help reminding you of someone. Though the script was penned before the election, its conversations...
When I first came to the United States a long time ago...
Did you come legally?
...pick up on themes and volatility that are still in the air. Salma Hayek's Beatrice isn't any more diplomatic than the developer, and when he starts talking about hotels he built in Latin America, she remembers one.
It closed. It was only open for a year.
Mine don't close.
Oh, this tenderloin was amazing.
So was the fish, so buttery, flaky.
This hotel destroyed my whole town.
Gotta love the wives' Mexican attempts to steer the conversation to food. For a class-based allegory, Beatrice at Dinner is nicely observed, but the arguments are a little on the nose, and the filmmakers don't quite know where to go once they've set their main characters in opposition. Hayek and Lithgow are terrific. Everybody is, really. But the script pushes them into corners, and that's pretty much that. No one was going to push the real-life Megan Levy into corners. Not her mother, who balked when she decided to join the Marines.
I just don't know why you want to do this.
Yeah, I know you don't.
Just so you know,
running away isn't going to solve anything.
Not her drill instructor.
Hang up that phone! Tuck your shirt in!
And certainly not the officer who gave her cleanup duty with the K-9 Corps in basic. It was punishment. It was not going to work. But then she encountered a German Shepherd as antisocial as she.
I've been watching this dog all year. It's the most aggressive dog I've ever treated.
It would not be true to say that it was love at first sight for either Megan, played by Kate Mara, or Rex, played by a German Shepherd named Varko. But with some struggle, mostly on her part, they do manage to bond. Rex, a bomb-sniffing dog, was being prepped for assignment to Iraq, where Megan finds common cause with another trainer.
I'm Matt Morales. I'll be your tour guide today.
Megan Levy. Who's that?
It's Chico. Chico Sid. I trained Chico to lick the enemy to death.
Nice.
So where are you from?
New York.
Are you not a Yankees fan, though, right?
Born and bred.
Oh, come on. Dagger to my heart, really? Well... I guess we'll never speak again, Megan. Chico, we don't talk to Yankees fans, right?
Good boy.
Director Gabriella Copperthwaite's spare, handheld camera work comes into its own once the K-9 teams are out in the field.
We need one dog team for a road sweep and surrounding area check.
The film becomes a tense military procedural.
Dog up! Levy, check the vehicle!
The film is only about half over at that point, and where it goes afterwards is surprising, so I'll let you discover it yourself. Suffice it to say that real life threw more curveballs at Megan Levy than even talented screenwriters could throw at Beatrice. Both women, happily, are undaunted by challenge. I'm Bob Mondello.